goes to Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Topeka, T-O-P like Paul, K-A, or yeah, I guess K-A, P-A-C. Fax is 989-837-9205 regarding Kathleen with a K, Quellman, Q-U-E-L-L-M-A-N. Date of birth, July 24th of 1946. Dear Miss Topeka, this is a telemedicine visit for Miss Quellman with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria, and recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was December 20th of 2021. She denies any shortness of breath, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has been experiencing some intermittent episodes of left flank pain, and occasionally she gets that symptom with bladder infections. She has had a recent urine urinalysis and urine culture and sensitivity that was negative, she reports, for UTI. But the pain is still there. And she's not had a recent kidney ultrasound. So we're going to be ordering one of those just to be sure there's no obstruction or any stones causing such discomfort. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Bumex 2 milligram. She uses that occasionally as needed for edema, but not on a daily basis. And also lisinopril is 20 milligram once daily, and Xarelto was 20 milligram daily, was changed to Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, her weight is 224 pounds, blood pressure is 128 over 63, and pulse is 83. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 31st of 2022. Creatinine is normal at 0.8, sodium 135, potassium is 4.9, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 3.4, albumin 3.5, calcium is 8.8, hemoglobin 10.2, platelets are slightly elevated at 476,000. White count also slightly elevated at 11.9. Urinalysis, 30-plus protein and negative for blood. There's no bacteria and no white cells noted. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy. Hypertension, currently well controlled, proteinuria, and recurrent UTIs. We're going to, we have scheduled the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that will be done June 27th to rule out obstruction. She's going to have lab studies done every 6 months and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.